The State Department's lead man on Western Hemisphere affairs has become the focus for critics of U.S. policy in Haiti. Roger Noriega faced tough and sometimes hostile questions yesterday at a hearing on Capitol Hill. Democrats accused the U.S. of condoning a coup that sets a dangerous precedent. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The debate over Haiti was split along party lines. Republicans on a House International Relations Subcommittee painted Aristide as a dictator who condoned drug dealing and corruption. Democrats argued that regardless of what the U.S. thought, he was an elected leader whose ousted amounted to a coup by armed thugs and criminals. The hearing started getting testy when New York Democrat Charles Rangel questioned Roger Noriega about Aristide's hurried departure last weekend.
He feared that these rebel forces that we informed him would kill him and other Haitians, and he left. Now, why is that not a coup d'etat?
It isn't a traditional, what I would regard as a traditional coup d'etat.
Tell me the difference. He is a guy running for his life. Here comes the military. They're armed. They got to kill him. We know it. We tell them that. He says, please get me out of here. We get him out of there. Why is that not a coup d'etat?
He resigned, sir.
Now, did we ask him to resign?
No, we didn't. We told him that if he needed to leave, if he were...
Be very careful, Mr. Noriega.
We told him it.
The argument continued for several more minutes, with Noriega trying to make his case.
We have the letter of resignation, sir, that he...
Sure did. And I would have signed one, too.
During calmer moments, lawmakers pressed Noriega on the diplomacy leading up to Aristide's ouster. In recent weeks, U.S. diplomats failed to get opposition figures to agree on a power-sharing arrangement with Aristide. Bush administration officials have always made a distinction between opposition figures they see joining a new government and armed rebels that took over Haiti. New Jersey Democrat Robert Menendez argued that in reality, the U.S. was sending all the wrong signals to everyone.
If I tell the thugs that are at the presidential gate, that we won't go in until there is a political solution. And the inherent fact in that statement is that you can go ahead and pursue violent overthrow because I'm not going to send anybody in until you have a political solution. That ultimately encourages that type of action.
Assistant Secretary of State Noriega said there were other factors at play, explaining that opposition figures didn't trust Aristide enough to enter a deal that would have paved the way for an international force, and the U.S. had to think about the safety of its troops.
We do not have an obligation to put American lives at risk to save every government that may ask us for help. In the case of Haiti, I think it was a difficult decision, but we made the right one.
Noriega argued that simply propping up the Haitian leader was not a sustainable solution, and he cited what he calls the Haitian leader's erratic behavior.
We saw most of the looting and violence against persons and property in Haiti and Port-au-Prince committed by those gangs of President Aristide. We saw these gangs attack their own Coast Guard installation, which was clearly intended to prevent the United States from being able to return migrants, so that it would provoke perhaps a migrant crisis.
One issue that both Democrats and Republicans raised was their concern about the fate of Haitian migrants being returned during these chaotic times. Asked whether the U.S. would give Haitians already in the U.S. temporary refugee status, another State Department official said this is not the time to change that policy. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.